The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. For me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The weather is changing, the seasons are definitely changing. It's time to put the garden to bed. And the tools that you're going to be putting away should be taken care of. If you get our weekly newsletter, we've put a list of a lot of projects that will really help you on what you should be doing. So, you know, if you have a computer, go to paulparent.com, click on email newsletter, sign up, and just put your email address, hit submit, and we will send you the free email newsletter every single Thursday. And then click on archive newsletter and read this past week's newsletter, and it will tell you everything that you need to know about what you should be doing at this time of the year. There's also a story about the pumpkin, how it got its start to what it is today. A couple of great songs, The Monster Mash and Ghostbusters. And if you like to cook, I found a pumpkin pecan pie. Pumpkin pie is good. But I'll tell you, you add some pecans to it, it's a southern pie. My son gave me the recipe. We made it, and it's not the same as a pecan. It's got that wonderful pumpkin, and you use fresh pumpkins as the base of it instead of the can. If you don't have fresh pumpkin, then you can use canned. But it is absolutely fabulous, and the flavors are very, very unique. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about morning glories.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering, where can I find the seeds in the flower for the heavenly blue morning glories? Because I search and search, and I can't find them.
Okay, there should be where the blossom is. There should be a pod right behind the flower.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the seeds will be, in that pod.
Okay, I'm going to search again because I take the flower and I rip it right open and there's no seed there. And I said, am I too late to find the seed? And
well, the seed will not appear until the flower fades.
Yeah, okay.
So what happens is the flower opens, you get a beautiful blue color.
Yeah.
And then it will fade, it will wilt, it'll turn brown, mm-hmm. and the blossom will actually fall. And if the bees and the wind did their job, then it will form a little round pod, not as big as a marble, but to probably half the size. And when that pod turns brown, pick it, bring it in the house, and put it in a paper bag, not plastic. Mm-hmm. And what will happen is the pod will continue to dry. Okay. Then it will explode, and it will eject all of the seeds, and they'll be black in color and shiny. Mm-hmm. If you put it in a plastic bag, then that green or brown pod still has moisture. The moisture will condensate on the plastic because it can't breathe, and then the seeds will break open, and then they'll rot.
Sure. And I have another question for you, Paul. I listened to you on 6:10 a.m., but at 9 o'clock, and then a few weeks ago, you go off the air. So is there another way we can get to listen to you till 10?
That's the Manchester, New Hampshire station?
Correct.
Okay. They are carrying the show from 6 o'clock until 9.
Uh-huh.
They have a legal show, and it's basically because of the baseball season and the football season. So they've had to preempt my show for the last hour until all this craziness with sports is over. But if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and there is a button that will allow you to listen live on the internet.
Oh, okay. Very good. One more question about the Christmas cactus when I bring it in. What's the best kind of organic fertilizer to use for it?
Okay, you can use fish emulsion.
Uh-huh.
You can use liquid seaweed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you've got a good, well-rotted compost, then take some of that well-rotted compost, put it in a pail, a plastic pail, mm-hmm. fill it about halfway, and then add water and make compost tea.
Okay.
And you can use that as fertilizer for all of your house plants.
Okay, very good. Okay, Paul, thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. And then try and say to yourself, this is temporary setback with the weather. Things will be back to normal real soon.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My dad, what he used to do, for his vegetable garden, is he had a friend who raised chickens, and he would go and in the spring and pick up a pickup truck full of chicken manure, and he had a 50-gallon plastic barrel, and he drilled a hole about halfway up the barrel. And he put in a faucet. And then he filled the barrel half full of chicken manure. And then filled the whole bucket full of water. Had an old oar, and he stirred it around and stirred it around. Let it seep really, really well. And let that water get infused with the chicken manure. And then what he did is, when he wanted to feed the garden, he just turned on the faucet, and this beautiful brown juice would come out, and he would pour it on the side of each row, keeping it away from the plants, or around each of the tomatoes or pepper plants. And boy, did they love it. And when the water level got low, he just add more water, stir it up, mix it up really, really well. And before he used it, he would stir it. And this manure tea was incredible. You can almost see the plants jumping as they got fed. But that's not something you want to use inside the house. So liquid seaweed, liquid fish emulsion will work real well. Liquid seaweed, there's a lot of great organic. Dr. Earth, for example, they have an all-organic houseplant fertilizer. And you can use that in this place, and there's no odor to it. okay? If you have cats in your home, do not use fish emulsion. The cats will go crazy, and because the house is tight with the storm windows down, you may get a fishy smell in your home. Just a word of caution. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mark from New Hampshire with a question about Christmas cactus.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you. I tuned in late and heard you talking about Christmas cactus and said this is a cosmic moment because I had a catastrophic failure a few days ago with a Christmas cactus that's been just hanging around the house for the last 20 years and not paying much attention to it. Flowers multiple times per year. Seems to love being ignored.
Right.
And it became root-bound. And probably used up most of the nutrients in the soil. I doubt it's been fed more than a handful of times over its lifetime. Well, it broke off at the stem, and every branch, every node just about has buds on it. So I wanted to save it. I did the root tone bit with some fresh potting soil and then left it alone for a couple days. It looks great, but I heard you talking this morning about Christmas cactus, so I said I better verify that I did the right thing.
You did perfect. So go easy on the water. Give it plenty of light. It will make a brand new root, and you'll be in good shape.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you an organic gardener? Folly does the fast, working, and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Old Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free 855-660-4261. Write that down, 855-660-4261. We have open lines, so give us a call, and we'll help you to prepare for the changes in the season. One of the things that you really need to do when you put that lawnmower away, I know once I put the lawnmower away and all the garden tools, I close up the tool shed of mine, and it doesn't get open very often from this point on. And the one thing that I do that really helps to eliminate problems is to get a product called Mouse Magic. It's made by Bonide. And it's a combination of peppermint and spearmint. And it is very, very strong scent. And mice hate it. I put one, I lift up the engine cover of my sit-upon mower, and I put it right on top of the engine. I close the cover. And then I put two others, one on each side of my tool shed. And then I close it up tight. And I'll tell you, I've gone back 2 or 3 hours later, opened the door, walked in, closed it, and I literally couldn't breathe. And it will drive them out. Right now, the mice are looking for a place to make a home for winter. And you got to put this down now so that they don't come in and get into your power equipment because they'll eat rubber. During the winter, they'll make a nest in patio furniture if you have it in there and eat your chairs, cushions, whatever. But once you put it in, close it. If you've got a camper, put a couple in your camper, close it down, and the mice will not come in. It does say to change it every 30 days. I do, but the main thing is right now, get the Mouse Magic on
so that they don't think they got a place to stay. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rob from New Hampshire with a question about an olive tree.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Yes, I have an Aubergina olive tree. And I was wondering, my garage gets down about 35 to 38 degrees in the wintertime. Can I store it in there? I know it's a semi-deciduous tree, but I was wondering, would that hurt it if it was in the garage for a couple of months? Or does it need to be up in the living areas all winter long?
Well, you know, it depends on the winter. And we haven't had a really cold winter in several years where we get temperatures that are going to be below zero. I have Angel's Trumpet, and some years I can keep my Angel's Trumpet in my garage, and they do real well. And then we get a cold winter, and the garage freezes, and the plants die. So what I would prefer that you do is, once the plant has gone dormant, put it in your basement. Your basement will never get below freezing. You'll have to add a little bit of water to the plant so that it doesn't dry out. Keep it as far away from your furnace as possible. But, you know, if we have a normal winter and we get temperatures up to, you know, 20 or 10 above zero, not a problem. But if you get below zero, you could end up losing it because it's not something that's meant for this part of the world and will not tolerate really cold, cold weather.
Right. My garage is under the house, so it's part of the house.
Oh, it is.
If I had to put it in my basement, we have a split, and the split is heated both levels. So I'm thinking the garage under the house, where it truly doesn't hit freezing, it stays a few degrees above that. That would probably be like the garage or the basement that you're speaking of.
Exactly. Just put it up against that back wall. And, you know, when you get out, you know, open the door, drive the car out, close it, and you'll be fine.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this first Sunday in November. Woo! And boy, things have changed a lot in the week. Things are getting cooler. And in northern Maine, they're getting some snow right now. And even down south in Tennessee, Virginia, the Carolinas, they've had 6 to 12 inches. So the things are beginning to change. And if you have questions on what you should be doing to put your yard to bed for the winter as you prepare for the holidays and your plants that you're bringing in, what to do with them, call us. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. I want you to talk with Daniel. Daniel is training and will be working with us shortly. And then we'll get you up and we'll answer all of your gardening questions. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandra from Mass with a question about geraniums.
Sandra, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
As I'd like to ask you.
Yes, how can we help you out?
I lost to. First of all, I have beautiful hanging geranium pots, the ivory geraniums, and they're in fiber pots, and I'd like to know how I could save those the next year. And then I have a question. Is it normal that my Christmas cactus is blooming with flowers right now in the house? And then my husband wants to know, he has a beautiful fig tree, a Peter's Honey fig tree. He has it in the garage right now, and he'd like to know when he's supposed to water it or if he's supposed to water it, please.
Okay. On your Christmas cactus, it's in bloom because you brought it in and your house got warm, so it's this year going to be considered a Thanksgiving cactus.
Okay.
Okay. So in the future, what you want to do is to try and keep it outside as late as possible. And I try and keep my Christmas cactus out until October.
Oh, okay. I brought it in September, the middle of September, but I kept on putting it in and out in the morning.
Okay.
And I was shocked that it bloomed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it will still bloom again. So try and keep it as cool as possible.
Okay.
To extend the blooming time, and watch out on that watering. If you should start to see buds dropping, you're giving it too much.
Okay.
So feel the soil, go down a good knuckle.
Okay.
And if it's moist, leave it alone.
Okay.
Okay. Now on the fig.
Yes.
Once the leaves come out, and they've all turned yellow, pick them all off, so it's nothing but naked stems. Then he wants to add water on a monthly basis, but keep it cold. That's what I do with mine. I've got one that's about 7 foot tall, 6 foot wide. It's in a 3 foot diameter pot. And I leave mine out until early November to make sure that all the leaves have come out. Then I put it in my garage in the back so it's out of the way, and it may get watered 3 or 4 times during the winter, and then in April, or if March is halfway decent, I bring it out, I put it in a sheltered area. In April I start to feed it, and by the time you get to July and August, it's loaded with fruit and absolutely beautiful.
Okay. Okay.
And
so
what,
we have it in
what,
the garage now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, because, you know, it's cold out. I mean, my house in Kennebunk, it's 37. So 37 is cold, and the tree is getting the signal saying, hey, go into dormancy right now. It's winter.
Okay. Okay. And then those geraniums, because they're really beautiful, Paul, they're still blooming.
Mm-hmm. One year, I had two beautiful ivy geraniums, and I had a fuchsia. And I didn't want them to die, because, like you said, they look absolutely beautiful. So I brought them in. I hung them from a south-facing window. And they continued to bloom beyond Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Now, after Thanksgiving, see, your days right now are getting shorter by 2 to 3 minutes every single day. And it gets to a point where the plant has real short days, and instead of making flowers, it will make foliage. So when they finish blooming, cut them back a little bit so that they don't get real big on you.
Okay.
And if you want to take some of those cuttings and root them, just get a package of rooting powder, dip some of the 3-4 inch cuttings in the rooting powder, and then put them in a 3 or 4 inch pot with some sterilized potting soil, and you can start a whole bunch of new plants during the winter. The plant will get thick, will get full, and then once we get into March,
or early April, it will start to make flower buds, and the brand new season of blooms will come. During the winter, I feed them like I do all my houseplants on a monthly basis.
Okay. If I'm not able to bring it inside the house, we don't get a lot of sun. Could I put it down them in the basement for the winter?
You'll have probably a 40% chance of them surviving.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So what? And what you want to do is, if you're going to put them in the basement, is give them a good drink and put them on the floor and try and keep them as cool as possible. My Aunt Ruth used to keep geraniums over from year to year, and all she did is, like this previous caller, her garage was underneath her house, and she would bring her geraniums that were in window boxes and in containers into the garage and put them on the back wall so that you got some of the heat from the basement and you had the shelter of the garage, but it stayed cool. They lost all their leaves. They went dormant, and some of the stems got a little bit wrinkled because she didn't water them a lot during the winter because she didn't want them to grow.
Okay.
And then in March, she would cut them in half. So they'd be about a foot when she would bring them in, and you don't prune them in the fall when you bring them in because you've got a sealed unit. And if you cut it, then it's going to dry out.
Okay.
So you leave it alone.
Okay.
The leaves will turn yellow.
Okay.
They'll fall. And then you just let it sit on the cold floor, but it's above freezing. And then in March, she would cut them back, bring them upstairs into her house,
okay,
and put them on any window that was free, feed them, and they would slowly come right back, and she would get to enjoy them. As I said, she had some geraniums that were 10 years old, still doing the same thing.
Okay. Okay. And I can't put them in the garage, correct, Paul? Hang them in the garage at all?
If you put them in the garage, they're going to freeze.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, and we really enjoy your show.
I thank you, and we really appreciate you listening and calling in. That's the way we learn. So don't be scared if you're out there listening this morning. It's just you and me. Let's talk over your problems, and let's make gardening fun again. Because this time of the year, you know, if you have herbs in your garden or you have grown herbs in pots, they can be brought in. And my wife and I will grow basil, chives, parsley, oregano, something else. We grow like six different herbs, and we bring them in, put them in a south-facing window, and we harvest herbs all winter long. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than fresh herbs to put in a salad. Try it. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, if you have houseplants and they need to be potted, the best time to repot a houseplant is in the spring. So for now, leave them alone unless they're really breaking the pot or they're making the shape of the pot different. And I've had plants that the root system gets so strong that it totally changes the shape of the container. But the spring is the best time, and you want to upgrade the pot 2 inches larger in size. Feed them on a monthly basis, and you'll be in great shape. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nick from New Jersey with a question about transplanting some yard plants.
Nick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I've been listening for a number of almost 2 or 3 years, but I have a real dilemma in front of me. Along my property line, from the front all the way along the house, I'm going to have to replace my sewer line. I have to dig up several plants, shrubbery and bushes, yucca plants, hedge, bayberry, one beautiful walking stick plant over 6 feet tall, lilacs, Rose of Shannon. This has been established for at least 20 years.
Okay. You have to move them now?
Yeah, I'm going to have to move them between now and probably next Saturday in order to get the work done.
Okay. The one plant, there's two plants that really concern me.
Okay.
One of them is your walking stick.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get as big of a root ball as possible.
Okay.
And the Rose of Sharon, as big of a root ball as you can handle. Then I want you to move them up against a building on the north side. And I mean, put it right up against the building. That will get it out of the sun, it will get it out of the wind, and it will really protect it. On both plants, once all the foliage is off, use an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and you can buy that at your local nursery or garden center, feed and grain stores, and really give them a good coating, and that will seal the branches. Everything else, again, get a good root ball, put them in the same area, and spray them. But the two that you really want to be concerned about is the Rose of Sharon and the Harry Lauder walking stick. They really need to be protected. And what I would do, get them up against the building.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Z. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning. We were talking with Nick about moving plant material. And what I was telling him was to try and get as large of a root ball as possible. Wrap the root ball with some burlap. Smaller plants can be put in containers. And then when you get them to a sheltered area, out of the wind, out of the sun, give them a good drink, use an anti-desiccant spray. But the two plants that don't like to be moved in the fall is the Rosa Sharon and the Harry Lauda walking stick. And what I would do for those two plants is, if you can get them up against the house, get a sheet of burlap, staple the burlap to the house, and cover the plant with it. And a combination of the anti-desiccant spray and the burlap should protect it from the winter. Thank you.
Paul?
Yes?
Is any of these plants, if I have space in the back of the house, like the yucca and the bayberry, and I can dig them up and put them immediately in the ground until maybe the springtime, and then transplant them back or put them back after the work. Is that possible?
You could do that, or what would make it easier for you, just buy some pine bark mulch and cover the root ball with mulch. That way you won't have to dig them now and then re-dig in the spring and possibly create more damage. So I would just, like nurseries, what they do at the end of the year, any shrubbery that's left over, they mulch in. So they put them plant to plant, and then they cover the root ball with bark mulch so that during the winter, the roots stay frozen and they don't freeze and thaw.
Okay. Now, the only big plant that that I could possibly have problems with are the hedges, because they're almost 5 feet tall. Can I prune them before I take them out to make it easier to move?
These are privet hedges?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Privet hedges are going to lose all of their foliage. And I would do the same thing. If you want to dig a hole and, you know, set them in a hole, but they've got to be wrapped with burlap or put in some type of a container so that the soil stays around the root system, and then put some bark mulch on it. The same way as we talked about earlier.
Right.
I've worked at nurseries for many years, and right after Halloween, we get ready for Christmas. And what we would do is we would take all the shrubbery, put it in the back of the nursery in a sheltered area where we had some large trees, and we would put two rows of plants and then take a tractor and put bark mulch and rake it on top of it, and then another couple rows of plants, and then mulch on top of those, and we had very, very good results of winterizing them.
Okay. See, I have a large 6-foot fence that does break the wind all around the backyard, so that's what I was going to try to do, disperse them under my big trees, my fruit trees, and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
but
not,
I think...
Not
I think they would be better up against a solid building or fence where the wind is stopped by the fence, as long as it faces north, because you don't want the sun hitting it, warming it up, and then at night cooling it down. So the freezing and thawing is as much of a problem as the wind.
Yeah, but it's 39 degrees as we speak in South Jersey right now.
Yeah, well, it's 37 in Maine, so we're in the same boat as you, except the northern half the state is snowing.
Yeah. Well, we had plenty of rain last night, so my soil is probably very easy to dig today.
Right, and the rain will make the soil stick together, so that the ball doesn't crumble, and that will help to keep it intact. So wrap them up with some burlap, put them in containers, get them move while you can, and protect them. And then in the spring, replant them. Don't try and plant them when the job is done. Leave them in that protected area until the end of March, beginning of April, when the weather gets nice, and plant them like they were a new shrub. Add some compost, a little bit of animal manure, plenty of water, and you're in good shape.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.